just leaving the trap, got this death grip on the fucking sack. You sit in the car, fucking turn on a dome light, look at it, maybe smell it, put it back in your pocket. Nope, then you take it back out, put it right back in your hand, and you squeeze on it and don't let it go. You go to the gas station, find some beer with your sack in your fucking sock. It's probably a six pack, or you'll probably get a tall boy. Walk back to the car, down that motherfucker just to get the party started. Now you're off to the hotel. You're at the hotel trying to check in. You're pacing back and forth, wishing the bitch will hurry up and give you the fucking card. But it seems like she's doing this shit on purpose because she knows what the fuck you're about to do. Yes, you are about to whack off all fucking day, snorting coke, doing meth, whatever you do. You know how it goes. It's going to be sunrise before you finish and have an ejaculation. And you don't know what's wrong with your life. So we're going to get started with our porn addiction episode. But first, let's go ahead and listen to some cool vibes from Brave Lion.
Yes, I did, Jacob, but you need to take things in stride, please. Let's take things in stride. And shut the fuck up, Jacob. Anyways, I used to compare myself when I was a kid and I was getting porn DVDs from my homeboys and shit. I'd take them home, try to whack off real quick before my mom came home. Now I was comparing it to what the fuck I'm doing now. When you put that stimulant on it, it's like it just overloads your transmitters, full of dopamine. And that's a chemical compound for reward. It's like the drug wasn't enough. It's a term called fusing. And that's when you take one addiction and apply it with your other addiction to amplify the addiction. So now your brain's just like, well, that's the sound my brain makes. That shit's so crazy. It's like you're in a whole nother dimension, man, just looking at the screen and don't even fucking blink. And fucking eyes tearing up. And you just keep going until your fucking arm looks like Popeye. That's just crazy, man. It's just full of insanity. And then I try to justify it because I used to fuck around with a lot of whores and shit when I got high in my early stages. Used to go to a lot of strip clubs and I might pick up a girl every now and then. So now it's like, okay, I'm going to save money now because that shit will fuck up your life for weeks. Once you get an 8-ball or half a gram or more, and then you got to pay for the girl, then you might pay for a room. times three. That's a lot of money in one weekend. So I call myself making smarter financial decisions by doing that. It don't make no goddamn sense right now. But that's the insanity that shit will take you through. I apologize for not being so energetic as I was in the intro. I recorded that in a different segment. I got so much shit to do, I don't even know where to start. And there's another term that the APA uses. It's called inhibiting replacement. And that's when you replace an addiction for something else that's fucked up. So for me, I really never did coke until I was ready for sex. Like, I wanted to only do coke whenever I wanted to fuck. So that's kind of on the regular. And me being single, it was too much for me. So one time I was at the trap on the east side of Atlanta. I've already had a room, and I saw this girl standing out there, and I was like, oh fuck, here we go. Them goddamn bells started ringing. I tried to ignore her. I was at this trap a lot too, so apparently she knew who I was. She flagged me down. I didn't want to fuck with her, but I was coming down off my high because I've already been whacking off for hours prior. So, and she was looking good. She wasn't no fucking crackhead or nothing. I was like, well, shit, fuck it. You know, she got in the car. We had a cordial conversation. And we ended up going back to her room. Little did I know, this would turn into 3 days. This chick thought I had money. That's one thing I hate about the hood. Everybody's in your fucking business. I try my best to keep a low profile, but it doesn't work in that area. And the niggas ain't got shit else better to do but worry about what the fuck everybody else is doing. Anyways, so we started off with the oral. And she sucked me up. It was so great. I was like, like one of those real, where I like those stutter type nuts, like I couldn't catch my breath type shit. So shit, man, I got that first nut, and then I was starting to get dressed and shit. She was like, where are you going? Like, shit, going home. I was really going back to my room, but. And she was like, why don't you stay? I was like, shit, like, I'm not giving you no more money. She was like, it was cool. And I was like, damn. Like, all right, shit. So we chopped it up a little bit, a couple hours and shit. By then, I was recharged. I was like, well, shit. So I went ahead and made a move on her, and she didn't stop me, so I, shit, fuck it. So I was fucking her this time. They got me another nut. That shit was so fucking fun. And fell asleep. She treated me like a fucking king. Like, that shit was crazy. The next day, She asked me if she could drive my car. I was like, fuck no. No. Hell no. So she grabbed her shit and fucking walked down the street, brought me back some food and shit. Like, what the fuck? This fucking hooker. Like, what the hell? And I showed some very great gratitude for it, you know. So I decided I chipped in on the room for her again. And we pretty much hit it off, you know. She was insinuating that she wanted to move in with me and shit. I'm like, man, what the fuck? Look how we met. Like, the fuck I look like cuffing a hooker. But I can't lie though, it crossed my mind like that shit would be nice to have every day, the way she was treating me. And she wasn't even charging me for sex or nothing. Like, I was knocking her down every time I could. That shit was so much fucking fun. And then the second day came about. She went to the trap, brought back some weed. I really don't smoke like that. Only time I smoke is when somebody else have it, or somewhere where it's legal, recreationally, like Denver or Portland, some shit like that. So, because I get very, very, very unproductive when I'm high, I just get stuck. Like, sativas don't make me feel like that. You know, I get a more head rush like I like when I smoke like that, but you can't really find sativa no more. Not that shit kind of played out in the early 2000s. So now everybody likes those heavy cushions and shit and give you a real body high. And I just get stuck and go to fucking sleep. So we'll smoke and shit, and I'll be watching TV, whatever. She be in the mirror, fucking wearing hair and shit, and changing clothes and shit like that. And she was eternal at how sexy she was doing it, and she knew what she was doing too. Like, it was almost the type of shit. Like, she was fucking this type of shit I'd be looking at. That shit was crazy. She fuck be walking around naked and shit, be teasing me and shit like that. That shit was fun. Shut the fuck up. Yeah, so that shit was, it was lovely. I liked it. It was real chill with her, you know. I'd be so goddamn stoned, man. She would just start sucking my dick again. And I'm like, what the hell? This is a fucking dream. She would try and though. I wasn't gonna play that shit. God damn it. I wanted to though. She was moving on my emotions with some heavy momentum. Like, she gave me all the ammo she had. I ain't gonna lie, it was working too, but she had to keep it G though. So the third day came about, and I was like, shit. We woke up in the morning, and she got me some fucking breakfast, man. What the fuck? So I ate that shit, and we was talking, and she was telling me how about, like, she don't have no money for the rent and everything. And I was like, well, shit, the fuck you want me to do? That's why I was thinking about it and say that. And I was like, damn, I know how you feel. It's fucked up out here, you know? So, shit, I grabbed my shit, and I was like, well, I'm about to head out, you know? I gave her a hug and shit, and she started fucking crying and shit, man. I'm like, man, what the fuck?
That ain't cool. Goddamn, got in the car. Fucking went back to the hotel. Got my shit. And started heading down the highway. She already calling me. I didn't even pick up, like, because I already, I'm not going to say I was catching feelings for her, but it was working. Yeah. Well, shit, I'm running out of time. If you want to read some more about the story, you can download my ebook on my website. Everything will be listed in the description. The only thing that I think is antithetical is that porn addiction is not recognized as a problem. Anything that's having an adverse effect on your life and causing you not to be productive with your time is a problem, and it should be addressed. Even if you're just a purist or a pure blood fucking porn sex addict, you don't have to be stacking it with drugs like I did. You can just be one of those types that went through the 5 steps of porn addiction. But the way I did it is I changed my cognitive behavioral patterns. I had to start off small, take small steps towards it. I mean, I just didn't fucking stop jacking off cold turkey. I had to first just stop jacking off for 10 hours. And then I made it 5 hours. And then I started jacking off without using drugs like I did when I was a kid. And then I started jacking off for like 30 minutes. And then I'll kind of get the pattern now. And then I worked myself back to a real person. So you just have to take small steps. You just can't go in the gym and fucking bench press 500 pounds when you haven't worked out but twice in your life. So it takes time. Some people catch on faster than others. Some people can't quit cold turkey, you know. But when you start fusing with drug addiction, it becomes twice as hard. So you can stay tuned to my advertisements if you want. I hate advertisements, my damn self. So that's why I'm giving you the option and let you know they're coming up. With all things considered, this the last time. Fuck. About to go rub one out real quick. I'm fucking with you. Yep, this is your host Zoe for Neurosis Faction and a board member of Neurosis Faction nonprofit organization. Check us out at neurosisfaction.org. Click the top right tab and navigate our concepts. If you would like to donate, you will help our mission be more effective. Thanks for listening, and you're a good person.